Hey there, amazing people. It's your boy, Jake Carter, back with another episode of The Organized Mind, where we conquer chaos and unlock productivity without letting life spiral into a frenzy. Now, I know you're probably thinking, another morning routine podcast? Seriously, Jake? And you'd be right to question it. There are a ton of those out there, promising enlightenment and superhuman focus before your coffee even kicks in. But here's the thing, we're not talking about some rigid, Pinterest-perfect schedule that leaves you feeling more stressed than energized. We're going deep into crafting a morning routine that actually works for you, something that sets you up for success without making you feel like you need another alarm clock just to get out of bed. Listen, I'm not gonna lie, mornings can be rough. The snooze button is a siren song, and the thought of facing the day head-on can feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. But what if I told you that your morning routine could be your secret weapon? It's the foundation for everything else in your day. A solid morning sets the tone for productivity, focus, and even your overall mood. Ever felt like your day was already spiraling out of control before you even hit the coffee pot? You know that feeling when you're running late, rushing through breakfast, forgetting something important. It's a recipe for chaos. But with a thoughtfully crafted morning routine, you can turn that around and actually start your day feeling calm, collected, and ready to conquer anything. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you build the ultimate morning routine that works for you. 1. Start with why. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of what to do, we need to figure out why you want a morning routine in the first place. What are your goals? Are you aiming for more focus, better productivity, or simply a calmer start to your day? Once you know your why, it's much easier to create a routine that actually serves you. Think of it like building a house. You need a solid foundation before you can add the walls and roof. 2. Wake up earlier, but only if it makes sense. This one is tricky, because there's no magic hour that works for everyone. Some people are morning birds, others are night owls, and that's totally okay. The key is to find a wake-up time that feels natural and sustainable for you. If forcing yourself up at 5 a.m. makes you feel like a zombie, it's not going to work long-term. Experiment with different wake-up times until you find one that allows you to start your day feeling refreshed and ready to go. 3. Hydrate first. Seriously, before even thinking about coffee, although let's be real, we all deserve a cup. Drink a full glass of water. It rehydrates you after sleep, kickstarts your metabolism, and helps clear out any toxins. It's like giving your body a fresh start. Think of it as priming the engine for the day ahead. 4. Move your body, even a little. Exercise in the morning isn't just about burning calories. It's about boosting your energy levels, improving your mood, and sharpening your focus. You don't need to run a marathon. Even 10 minutes of stretching, yoga, or a brisk walk can make a huge difference. Find something you enjoy and get that blood flowing. 5. Feed your mind and body. A healthy breakfast is fuel for both your body and your brain. It's not just about calories. It's about choosing nourishing foods that provide sustained energy throughout the morning. Think whole grains, fruits, vegetables, and protein. Avoid sugary cereals or pastries that will leave you feeling sluggish an hour later. Now, let me tell you a story. A few years back, I was notorious for hitting snooze way too many times, rushing through my mornings like a caffeinated squirrel on a mission. My days were usually reactive, scrambling to catch up instead of taking control. Then, one day, I decided to experiment with a morning routine. It started small. Just waking up 15 minutes earlier to do some light stretching and meditate. To my surprise, it made a huge difference. I felt calmer, more focused, and actually enjoyed my mornings. It's like flipping a switch in my brain. Suddenly, the day felt less chaotic and more manageable. So, remember folks, your morning routine doesn't have to be complicated or time-consuming. Start small, experiment with different elements, and find what works best for you. The key is consistency. Building habits takes time, so be patient with yourself and celebrate those wins along the way. You've got this. This episode has been all about crafting a morning routine that sets you up for success, but now it's your turn to take action. Share your favorite morning rituals in the comments below. What helps you start your day on the right foot? And if you found this helpful, don't forget to hit subscribe and leave us a review. Until next time, keep crushing it, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.